In Yodola, we'll have a new fire chief moving forward in 2025. When you heard Chief Chia was retiring at the end of the year, it was announced early enough so the council and city could get a good grip on what they wanted the department to look like moving forward. But what went through your mind as you realized that there would be an opening and you wanted to throw your hat in the ring to be considered?
You know, I was, Andrew, I was excited about the opportunity. There's always a little bit of maybe nervous anxiety and some anticipation about what is and what will be. And so that certainly was a thought process that ran through my head. But and then you have to evaluate yourself and really understand if you're the right person for the task. And so in that self-evaluation, you know, looking back over my experiences, my tenure here with the fire department has given me a rich organizational knowledge for the city that I think is valuable. With that, the department has invested in me and the city has invested in me over the past 12 years to build my leadership skills and enhance my management skills that play into the role that the chief plays in the fire department. And so spent numerous weeks up at the National Fire Academy. I have spent numerous weeks in classes here through the state's Fire Service Training Bureau that have really given me the knowledge base. And under Chief Chia's leadership, in his foresight and professional development, he gave me the opportunities to take that knowledge base and put it into practice, which has built the skill set. And so I come into the position with a great degree of confidence in my skills and abilities to perform the tasks. Obviously, just like anything, this is a team sport, and it really, really relies on the organization as a whole and how that team can fit together and organize to accomplish the tasks. And here, again, our tasks are important in that it is a public safety service, an all-hazards public safety service. And so really, I guess the focus comes on how can we unite that team. How can we enhance the service? How can we create resiliency for our community through creating a rich service?
One thing Chief Chia talked about was how much the department had changed during his tenure. Went from volunteers to a lot of full-time. The volume of calls rose up, and I'm sure you obviously experienced that as well. But how do you envision tackling some of the future possible changes that could come? I know you can't see the future. You don't know what potentially that'll look like, but still a rising number of calls for this department and some challenges ahead to try and be able to serve everyone in that public safety aspect.
Right. So our community, or I'm sorry, the fire service has been historically a volunteer service. And that has slowly been transitioning throughout the decades, a lot of it due to the pace, the fast-paced society in which we live. A lot of the communities now are bedroom communities, and people commute to the city for work, or they have a lot of kids' activities afterwards. And so the volunteer service has been struggling in that the members that used to be in the community when the call went out are no longer in the community at those times. And so that's become a struggle. And so what I'd like to do is continue to build a relationship with the volunteer departments and figure out ways that we can enhance their services because we do rely on them a lot as partners in responding to emergencies around here. So if we can help to improve their volunteer base and train with them, work with them, that's important for me as far as working with our neighbors. Internally, we have to work within the budget constraints. And so what we want to do is identify where our peak volumes are for calls and make sure that we have the appropriate staffing to provide an effective and an efficient service to the community. So
I know another emphasis was put on training, and you're obviously a big part of that training. Constant training, keep upping the hours, different scenarios, making sure everybody is up to speed on what they may encounter as far as public safety. How do you want to approach that as chief?
Training is a huge part of what we do here. First and foremost, obviously, we're going to respond to the calls for service, but secondary to that is making sure that the personnel here are equipped to do the jobs and the tasks that they've been given. And again, we're an all-hazard service, and so there's a myriad of tasks that they have to be able to perform. So whether it's hazardous materials, fire, emergency medical services, rescues, extrications, there is a wide range of disciplines that, especially since we're a smaller department, that we can't specialize in. So these guys have to be prepared through training to be able to do that. So we are going to continue to press in on training and make that a priority here. We have some ideas in maybe working with the county and creating a regional training center. These may be ideas that was still yet to be vetted out, but we do have these discussions scheduled with community partners to see if we can leverage these resources. And that will certainly enhance the training, not only for Indianola, but that would be for all of the agencies within Warren County. And again, just creating partnerships and building relationships with other agencies in the county.
Well, last question before we let you go is, what do you want people to know about Chief Hertz Indianola Fire Department? And then you're taking over, and again, it's beginning 2025. What do you want the public to be able to think about your fire department, and what do you want them to know about the fire department?
So the Indianola Fire Department has always had a very rich relationship with our community, and the community has an immense amount of confidence and faith in our services, and should, because we have some very good providers, probably the best in the state, I would say, as far as EMS and fire service personnel go. They're very well educated and are strong in their service delivery to the community. Going forward, I think the things that we have to do is identify some of the weaknesses and threats in the community, areas that we can improve and enhance. One of the ones that are of concern to me, a major concern to me, would be the changes in our environment through the weather patterns. And so recently you may, with through the derechos and the increased tornado activity that we seem to experience up here, is different from what we have in the past if you were to look back at the data. And so really focusing on equipping the individual citizen to be able to respond, I think, is important, because we have limited resources. And if we are to endure a large-scale incident would maybe be brought on by an adverse weather event, we need our community to be able to activate and provide until we can get the resources or organize the resources to respond for them. And so those are one of the things that I would think I would want the community to look forward to in this tenure, is that enhancing our preparedness and equipping the individuals to be able to respond to the emergencies through community risk reduction and, just meaningful practice that would prepare them for those types of events.